Welcome back to Busting Addiction and Its Myths, brought to you by Safe House Rehab Thailand, which now has a spectacular new beach location near Hua Hin, Thailand. Our goal, from beginning to end, is to give you and your loved one the very best chance of a complete recovery. And to that end, you can't imagine a more serene yet astonishing setting than our location near the beach in Dolphin Bay, with the sea a short walk in front of us, and the awesome Samroyut National Park mountains behind our facility, we offer the most peaceful sanctuary one could possibly imagine to begin the journey of complete recovery. Their brains are different now. When you are talking to a full-blown alcoholic or addict or one who is both, and the list of cross-addicted people is growing, you might not be too surprised to learn that they speak an entirely different language than you do. An example, an addict is confronted by his mom who says that he has a big problem. The addict doesn't hear that. He thinks to himself that his mom is the problem because she stands in the way of him getting more dope. When an addict or alcoholic does something that is reasonable, don't get your hopes up. It's more likely than not to be a coincidence, for every once in a while he does make a good decision. Every once in a while he has a good day. After I sobered up, I used to say when I was drinking, every once in a while I had a good day. Now that I'm sober, every once in a while I have a bad day. Not that I drink over it, either. The brains of alcoholics and addicts, when they get to that stage, have changed and will never entirely be the same. For example, the NIAAA, National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism, says that, quote, the plasticity, the ability to change, of the human brain contributes to both the development of and recovery from alcohol use disorder, or AUD. Alcohol produces chemical imbalances in specific neural circuits and can be neurotoxic, that is, poisonous to the brain. In short, alcohol use changes the brain in profound ways. That, given repeated use, makes some of these changes permanent, despite the recovery of most normal functions. And now a word about drug abuse. According to NIDA, National Institute on Drug Abuse, brain changes that occur over time with drug use challenge an addicted person's self-control and interfere with their ability to resist urges to take drugs. That is why drug addiction is also a relapsing disease. Here, too, the brain is changed with repeated drug abuse and makes the abuser unable to resist the urges to use or to control his or her behavior. Drug abusers go on to do things they would never do were they clean and sober. Lie, cheat, steal, drive drunk and high, endangering the lives of others and themselves, and making their families' lives a living hell. So don't think that an addict who is still active in his addiction understands what you are saying, that the way you think, he should understand what you're trying to say. You say one thing and he thinks another. His only ambition is to get high and stay that way as long as possible and without consequence. Drugs trigger the reward system within the brain. When someone uses a substance like marijuana, opioids, cocaine, or other drugs, their brain releases lots of dopamine. This process tells the brain that this is a behavior that should be remembered and repeated. The research shows that large doses of dopamine teach the brain to seek drugs at the expense of other healthier goals and activities. Studies have also shown that consistent drug use severely limits a person's capacity to feel pleasure at all. Therefore, the brain's reward center is less receptive to pleasure and enjoyment from drugs as well as from everyday sources like relationships or activities that a person once enjoyed. So, active addicts, those who are still abusing drugs, are constantly depressed and lethargic because their brains have been radically altered away from living and enjoying life to seeking out the next, even less satisfying hit than the one before. When someone is addicted, they're not using drugs to feel good, they're using drugs to feel normal. Addiction also creates cravings. These cravings can be painful, constant, and distracting. What's more, withdrawal from substances is a painful whole-body experience. Once someone is addicted, responding to cravings and avoiding withdrawal become their most important needs. That's why, in most cases, when an addict enters treatment, he goes into a detox phase, which helps the addict withdraw with the use of carefully administered medication that will allow him to ease out of his chemically induced state. Then and only then is he in a position to start his journey of recovery. This podcast is sponsored by Safe House Rehab Thailand, with a new beach location near Hua Hin, offering the best chance of a complete recovery, because families today are facing new challenges and deserve a better way forward. all in the warm embrace of our staff and our welcoming environment, unsurpassed anywhere in Thailand.